This is Stephen Childs, The Way of Fairness. I've been recording some dream stuff on my recorder, and that's what I'm doing now, is using my recorder. And I found a way to make a fairly decent recording onto my website podcast. And so I was just reviewing some of the last few days of recordings about my dreams and my inner dialogue. A few days ago, Paris Hilton's talking about the Provo Canyon School. And I remember going to an AA meeting there years ago, and there was something evil there. I was dreaming about it, and if I remember right, it had to do with the light post. So it was about the light. And she's saying that they were watching her shower. You know, there was like people that are managing the place. The boss of the place is watching people shower. And she talked about how abusive it was, and they've since closed that down, and the people that were running it are no longer available for conversation. You know, they don't want to talk about it, so they're hiding out, I suppose. Okay, so now there's another sequence of events that involves a young attractive waitress saying that, you know, God is all powerful, and I was rather atheistic, and talking to her, and she's like totally devoted to God. God can watch her shower, she said. So this is leading up to something where I've already explained several times how my history is that I'll have these dream experiences, and I'll be finding out about something evil in my dreams and in my internal dialogue. And that happened with the narco-Satanists, and then they arrested the leader of that cult, and they murdered Mark Kilroy. Tortured him to death. And so I was in the know about that evil before anybody else was, on as far as the media is concerned. Of course, the police would have been aware, and the authorities would have been aware that something was going on, and maybe they were having trouble stopping it because of this power of evil that's against them. And because it talked about, a podcast I listened to about the narco-Satanists talked about how many people are corrupted, and the police, some of the police were corrupted, and then finally they got the guy arrested, and one of the policemen was able to break through their protection. It's like a paranormal force field or whatever, you know, just as an imaginary way to describe what's going on. There'll be confusion. You get close to things like that, and your mind becomes completely confused. You can't remember what your last thought was sometimes. So there's something going on. In the past, I would call that like the power of Judas, because it's a betrayal. And I don't really think there is such a thing as Judas, but there certainly is something interfering with our minds, using fear or whatever. So another example of this is when they arrested Warren Jeffs, the leader of the polygamous cult, and he was having sex with underage people. I heard he was molesting young boys as well as having sex with underage girls. They arrested him. And he's still in prison for it. And he had like all power in his area. And that's the same thing that happened with the narco-Satanist. I forgot his name. they achieve like all power in their particular circle, and they isolate themselves away from the rest of us so that they can hide what they're doing and they can keep it secret and so forth. So there's two examples of me being in the know of something prior to there's some arrest that happens by the authorities involved. Now, just before I came over here to this place where I'm parking right now by the river, and there's nobody around, it's quiet. I was leaving from my home, and the dogs were barking, and I hear, like, the way I hear things is it's overlapped over, like, the dog barking, or it's overlapped on some person saying something and I'm hearing something else overlapped telepathically. And I'm calling this extraterrestrial telepathic communication that I have, and they give me precognition. And I had a lot of dreams last night that I saw the result of. There was something about the vacuum cleaner, don't vacuum up that whatever it was, and there's a flap, particular shape. And on my walk, I saw that shape, and I looked at it, and it was like, what is it? And I got a stick, because in the dream, it was like something that the vacuum had vacuumed up something very stinky or something. And they wasn't supposed to do it or something like that in the precognitive dream. Well, it turns out to be a gum sleeve for a stick of gum. And that's what the object part of it was torn in a particular shape. And that was the shape, exact shape of the plastic flap on the vacuum cleaner that somebody did something. And there's like, they're talking through the flap on the door on Marjorie Greene. And they were intimidating, it was either, I can't remember. One of the progressive Democrats, they were taunting her through the mail flap on the door. So there's these similarities, something through the door. And so anyway, I'm hearing telepathically that the cops are real. I was dreaming about the cops coming to talk to me. And like the ET communication is trying to make me think that it's real. It has two sides to it. Like, the one side is attacking me with unfairness, but hidden in that unfairness is the side of good, where, like, in reality, I would not have a problem talking with the police. And, you know, it's like, but the evil side, the unfair side, is they're having me, they're labeling me as public enemy number one. And I was dreaming somebody's messing with my YouTube videos. And I'm wondering if there's a connection with that. So they're making me look out like public enemy number one, prime evil. And I remember this prime evil idea years ago. I was in the 90s. I was going through a bunch of dreams working with the extraterrestrials. And they were testing me and working with me in all kinds of different ways. And so this particular dream sequence was that I was going to be presented with prime evil. And it was like, well, I don't want to do that. And they're like, yeah, you can do it, just do it. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like relaxed, and I transform in my dream into this, it's like Venom on the comic strip, and I got like spikes on black form, some alien with spikes, and I had become prime evil, and it didn't change me on the inside, I just had a different form on the outside. And then nothing happened, it didn't change me at all, I didn't become corrupted, and nothing even happened. I just, the only thing I experienced was this different form with spikes, some kind of animal that has spikes on it, like some other planet thing or something, I don't know. So it was just like, it was just a dream, you know. So I already know what's going on with the prime evil, and it's not, there's really not a prime evil. there's like the most unfair person in the universe, because at this point I don't think there's anything too evil other than just regular unfairness to various degrees. Like extreme unfairness is extreme evil. Just a little bit of unfairness is just a little bit of evil. So all of us are fighting against our tendency to be unfair to other people every day. And so, you know, there's nothing new. I was just not giving in to becoming unfair. And so last night I'm dreaming that there's an evil God. He's not really God. He didn't really create anything, and he's trying to be in the position of being God over us. And I defeated it. It's like it's telling me that I'm in its bed. Really strange stuff. A long time ago, it was in the role of being Jesus, and it's telling me that he owns my trailer house. And from somebody else's perspective, I was told that I had defeated God. And so remember this God, that young attractive waitress, she said that God can watch her shower. And this ties into the abuse that Paris Hilton was telling us about at Provo Canyon School. See, I'm only 5 miles from that building, right where I'm parked right now. It's probably less than 5 miles away. So the point of all this is it's leading up to, I'm predicting they're going to make an arrest on somebody that was abusing young women, and it's a cult-like God kind of thing, like at AA. They have this idea of the one with all power, and that one is God. And I don't think there is such an individual. I'm an atheist in that regard. What I'm serving is the all-powerful all. It's just the totality of everything. And therefore, that's what we are. That's what the trees are. That's what the mountains are. That's what all the stars are. And it has all power because it's everything. So it has all power. And there's not an individual creator God, in my view. I don't think there was any intelligence that caused the expansion that created the stars. And I don't think there was any intelligence that caused evolution that caused the mind to emerge from inanimate material. So I'm predicting that they're going to arrest somebody that was playing God and was abusing women in a very unfair way. Thanks for listening.
Oh, there's one more thing. The recording's over, but I remembered that when I was in the trailer, I had written this book from my dreams because I was trying to demonstrate that I have precognition. And it was called The Book to End All Lies, 1919. And so I'm in the trailer, and I have this alien mind tell me that it's Satan and that he wrote my book. And I was supposed to sign Satan as the author of my book. So the idea here is you either have Satan trying to get you to surrender or God trying to get you to surrender, and then they promise you things, if you will. And this is what I've defeated. I've defeated Satan or God, whichever hat is happening, it happens to be wearing. And so I'm hopeful that a lot of people will understand how this is happening. It's like, this is obvious to me that it's an alien or an extraterrestrial mind that is interacting and trying to keep humans under its control. But there is a higher group that's hoping that we can defeat this group of minds that is trying to keep us under their control. They have lost. I won.